We've got September corn at 4.30¾, up 2. December corn is at 4.40¾, up 1¾. August beans, 10.33½, up 7¼. November beans, 10.22½, up 6¾. September wheat is 5.84¼, up 6¼. We have the livestock kind of lower here this morning. The August live cattle are 148.27, down 20. Feeder cattle, 211.65 on the August, unchanged. And the hogs are at August 73.72, up 45. Crude oil is down just slightly here this morning, and we have the dollar down about 90 points. That's due mainly to the Greek, the possibility or better possibility of a Greek agreement here this morning, and that's hurt the dollar, and that's helped the commodities in general. But the focus is going to be on this report at 11. The carryout, the new crop carryout, I think will be the main focus. The guesses are about $1.5 billion carryout for the new crop corn. If you go below that, I think that's probably friendly. On the soybeans, you got about an average guess of about 370 million bushels carryout. I think if you get the carryout down below 300 million for some reason, that would be friendly to the soybeans. I don't expect those kind of changes, but you never know with the reports. Also, another situation that is out there is I think the trade will be watching whether the demand has been reduced any on the new crop supply and demand because of the higher prices. And, of course, the world wheat, corn, and bean numbers are also important. The weather is a looks pretty good here for the next 6 to 10 days, and we look like warmer and maybe normal precip for a change. The funds are now long. So I think the main thing is that we get through the report here, we'll probably test some of these resistance and support areas both here possibly today, but I would expect us to close higher.
All right, Bill, thank you very much for that report. We appreciate it. That's Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign, and this is WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.